Namaste, everyone. It's Bonnie Burkert with you for Truth Be Told Transformation. I'm here to share tools to transform so that you can live your highest and best truth. So today I'm very excited to introduce you to Rachel Otto. Rachel and I met at Contact in the Desert several years ago. So welcome, Rachel.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, for having me here today. I'm just super excited to see how we can transform this world.
Yeah, it's great. I love that word. And, you know, we'll start with the transformation of you and me being music business girls that chose to go a different direction a little bit. I mean, hey, listen, I'm still, I shouldn't say that. I still absolutely work with artists, but I just felt the calling for spirit and I'm very happy to be here and using this as a platform to, I don't know, for some light work. I think we'll call it that. I think I'm going to be clear and just call it that. What about you? Tell me about that transition for you.
Yes. I'm from New Orleans. So I spent 22 years in the hospitality at the Hard Rock Cafe and doing production. So sitting on fabulous events like French Quarter Festival and Jazz Fest and Dirty Linen Night and doing things for artists and musicians. And in fact, I am sitting and bubbling and brewing on doing some things here for Palm Springs, because I think it's time to be joyous and to dance in the streets again. So part of transformation and part of understanding who and what we are is joy. And to me, the best way to have joy is through sound and vibration. And well, that's music, right?
Very much so. Yeah, I love that. And please invite me when this party goes down. We'll make sure everybody knows. So what was it like sort of leaving, New Orleans, Hard Rock. I mean, that's pretty epic. Did you miss it when you decided to try something different?
It was all that kind of neat, nifty things that the hurricanes bring. And actually, we are in hurricane season right now again. So my basic story is for 22 years, I was really good in corporate America. I loved Hard Rock Cafe, did events there. I worked for production companies, meeting planners international, ran all kinds of fun things that we did for the public, and had a lovely first husband who was an artist. So I did a lot of things for everybody else but myself. And I think you might know that too. We tend to do a lot of really cool things and be a part of great stuff, but we often forget about what our purpose is because we get wrapped up in everybody else's happiness. So I was a great hostess with the mostest. And in New Orleans, that's a pretty big title to carry, being the fact that it's a festival every month and we had an event every month. So there was big, huge parties at my house. And there was this hurricane, little one called Katrina. And for a lack of a better term, it bitch slapped me down and made me realize that I wasn't doing anything truly for myself. Wow. So I went back and rebuilt New Orleans, rebuilt a glassblowing studio, got things moving forward again, but something was missing. I mean, here my New Orleans Saints were winning Super Bowls, and I mean, everything else seemed to be moving forward, but me. And so as I'm going on this journey of myself, I realize, wait a minute, I can't meditate. I can't even sit still for 5 minutes. I can't even think straight. I always seem to have 10 or 20 other things on my mind that I'm supposed to be doing. I'm too busy planning what costume I'm going to wear next month. And it seemed very overwhelming in my life that I wasn't doing anything for myself. I was doing something for everybody else. And I had a really big heart opening. This was Hurricane Gustav after Katrina. We got lots of hurricanes in the South. And I sat down after, believe it or not, a Jane's Addiction concert in Omaha, Nebraska with my sister. And it was this, sometimes people feel this way after they take stuff like ayahuasca, where you basically hit a death. And I puked my guts out for 24 hours straight, but it wasn't like sick puke. Like, it was plastic and pieces of things and objects. And it was a true purge of old ways, of things that didn't belong to me. They weren't my issues. And after I did this 24-hour purge and did end up in the hospital because they had to hydrate me, my dad said, maybe it's time for you to look at your life. And my dad is a really awesome, conservative guy. So for him to say, maybe it's time for you to look at your life, really went deep with me. And so I did for a few days. And I went into a really big prayer, and there was this awesome full blood moon, because, you know, it happens every now and then. And I looked up at the moon and I said, hey, I need some help. I need help to figure out what's going on in my life. And what is my purpose? And what am I doing here? And what are all these feelings that I have? I thought I was helping. I thought I was doing the right thing. And within 5 days, this is a true story, after asking the moon, the goddess, for some great help in Archangel Gabrielle, well, I kind of blacked out. I really don't know what happened in those 5 days, but I woke up on Friday at my best friend's house, and I apparently had contacted an attorney. I had left my first husband at the time, took a brown bag of pajamas and my jewelry and makeup, left a beautiful house in the Bywater, left my job. At this time, I was general manager of a TV station. Had a really nice big event. Super Bowl was coming up, and apparently I quit that too. And I completely walked out of this life. And this is true. Our house had made the cover of New Orleans Life. And they did a whole story because, you know, we were that fun power couple. He was the big glass artist, and I was the hospitality, you know, champion of New Orleans and how much fun it is to get drunk and forget your problems. And I had a great awakening, asked for help, and somehow, through the grace of the universe, woke up with a divorce started, without a job, at my girlfriend's house. And they were completely supportive. And before you know it, this is almost 10 years later, the cycle, and here I am, newly. Well, I'm on my fourth anniversary now with my new husband and my dog here in Palm Springs. Of course, COVID and crazy things happened, but I went on my journey, and I spent 4 years just doing for me, learning for me, experiencing for me. And yeah, so
what a journey, Rachel. That's incredible. Thank you for, I mean, you summarized, you know, quite the reset. This is Rachel 2.0, everybody. And so, okay, there's lots to dissect, but I'm seeing a book over your shoulder there that we do need to talk about. So speaking of 2020, and, you know, quite a chance, and I did read this in the intro, in the beginning of your book, in the early chapters, about we kind of needed to go through 2020 to have some time and to dive deep. And I think that, I know I did. So your book was birthed out of this. So first, let's introduce the book. It is the prophecy map of Nova Gaia, right?
Yes.
All right, so why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
This book was written by myself and two other beautiful healers here in the Coachella Valley, Gita Europa, who actually lives in Joshua Tree, and Kay Atkins, our angel here in Palm Springs. She also is a wonderful Reiki master and author. We we had been talking, what can we do for the community? What's going on here? It's the age of Aquarius. Things are changing. What's happening? And we decided to make a roadmap for people. We believe that you, every listener, you listener right now, you have just as much amazing gifts and spirituality as any guru, as any teacher, as somebody from Lilydale Assembly or wherever. It's within all of us. And well, I'm so delighted to say that there is a 20,000 year matrix that has been shattered and destroyed by all of us. And now we are entering into that age of Aquarius that they've been singing about since the 60s. I mean, come on, the band was called Fifth Dimension.
Yeah, so I know.
They knew what they were talking about.
When I figured that out in the last, probably in the last 10 years, it took me a minute to kind of put all of that together. I mean, that's cosmic. That is darn cosmic right there.
This is what we have been waiting for. So I used to be a really good conspiracy theory. I mean, I was so good to conspiracies because I was born in the Midwest, so we know conspiracies. And only to find out that there is no such thing, that it's just human ego, and that dates really don't apply to universal unless you're looking through astrology. Astrology is your roadmap of your own personal psychology of yourself. But other than that, there are no dates of the end of the world. There are no dates that, you know, like the mothership is never going to come down on the planet because she's already here. They're already part of us. Damn. I mean, I like to call them ultra-terrestrials or otherworldly beings. I mean, they're here with us. They're not going to take us over. They already tried that. That's done and happened already. Now this is the planet of learning. This is where we all learn to get along. So we wrote this book to help people understand creation that actually works with our alien brothers and sisters, to understand how they are part of us, that we are part of them, and that this whole learning planet, this thing that we call Earth, is really just our opportunity to learn how to get along with one another. So it doesn't matter if you're Octurian or Zirconian or Zeta or Gray, you actually are, well, all in the same form here. We call it human. So it's been really an amazing experience to write this book, The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia, which you can find on Amazon and Kindle. It is a self-published book. We did it ourselves. It's kind of cool because it starts out with how to get healing yourself. And we do downloads for you to understand it yourself. And then the middle part, there's mandalas for you to look at. And again, learn how to turn things on for yourself, understand what downloads are, understand what it is when you wake up at the same time every night, understand how to reach out to your guides, whether it's the trees or the Anunnaki. I mean, they're all trying to talk to you. We just need to tune in and listen because everything here just wants to help us. Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, no, that's incredibly affirming. And because I think a lot of us perhaps feel that it needs to be complicated. And the way you're presenting it to us is really not. I see this as a theme through other shows. It's really kind of being open to hearing messages. And there are all kinds of different ones. It could be about some pattern that we're, you know, emotional pattern that we find ourselves in. Or it could be trusting that voice is perhaps guidance from a higher source, and the higher source comes in different forms.
Yes. Wow. And did you nail that by saying the higher source? So the way that the universe was explained to me, and we talk about it in the book, is that there's a substance. We'll say it's a a golden, sparkly, ooey-gooey, creative source substance. The substance is just divine love. So when this divine love substance comes into contact with conscious knowledge, it's also right now being called Christ consciousness, Buddhist consciousness, Christian consciousness. When you take these two substances and you put them together, you get what we call the Vesca Pisces, or the seed of life. And that's creation. And that's where we exist on Earth, is where these two meet. And it used to be called the divine masculine and the divine feminine, but really it's the divine temples or divine love and conscious wisdom, conscious light. So when we take these two, we explode it together, well, that's where you have all of these interdimensions. That's where we have aliens and Earth and everything, and it all exists in this amazing harmony in the same platform, even though there's dimensions and different places, that Earth really is not the center of anything. I mean, we're kind of the youngest kids in the group, and we were only here just to learn how, again, to get along, because the Arcturians and Palladians and all of them, they've already done their thing. Now we're just experiencing divine love and joy. How cool. I mean, it just excites me so much to understand that the whole meaning of life is to have fun.
Oh, but that's great. And thank you. And I accept that I fully. But and I just want to help for some people that maybe don't believe in that, because they're watching the news and things like that. What is that about? I mean, are we help me sort of, I feel that I have an understanding, but I want to hear your thoughts on this. It seems like things are kind of getting worse, maybe because we need to kind of get out the old.
You said it. I don't mean to.
Yeah.
I have a problem using cliches, but it's always the darkest before the dawn.
Okay.
And for somebody who's been through many hurricanes, I understand of the purge and the cleansing. I understand that. I mean, we're talking of 20,000 years of fear, of anxiety, of suffering. I mean, even Buddhism talks about how you have to suffer. Screw that. That time's over. We have suffered on this planet. We have been through enough fear, enough pain and anxiety for billions of years. So now is the time to work on your karma, to find a balance within yourself. And right now, yeah, it's chaotic because we are breaking these old ways. So when you break up something, it hurts. And then, like, if you break a bone, you have to reset it, right? So that hurts. So, yeah, this is somewhere I read that they described COVID as our Noah's flood, that this was a cleansing and a purification of the earth. Let's face it, the earth is overpopulated. Mother Earth is, well, we've kind of abused her. So this is one of her ways, and I don't care, again, where it came from or how it got created. It is part of the greater plan to thin out the herds, a little bit of maybe Darwinism in here, because it's time for us to make new patterns. It's time for the binary children to come so that we are judgment-free. I think the binary movement is crazy amazing. I would have never thought about it. But really, it's just so that we can just be. It's not about using a bathroom. It's about accepting that we have no judgment on who we are. So yes, I'm not going to lie to you. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be fires. Oh, and by the way, the fires are a really good thing. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's true. I talk to the trees all the time. a lot of the trees hold in the pain and suffering of humanity. And the only way that they can actually go, if they don't want to become toilet paper, is to be burned.
Wow.
And I know that's not how we feel about it. And I'm so sorry for all the people who have lost their houses and lives that wasn't a part of it.
Right.
But the animals get out. And the trees, that's their freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, the sequoia, the pine cone only opens when it's hot enough for it to open. And that's in a fire. So.
Yeah, I have an understanding around that myself. That's incredible. And I love that you are connected to trees like that. That would be. That's great. I invite everybody to listen and hug whenever you can. But yeah, I mean, the trees, I mean, I was at Yellowstone years and years ago after a bad fire, and they left all the logs there. I mean, it all goes back into the soil. So I do think it's well known. And one other sort of anecdote I would share is that I remember one time smelling the wild grasses burning, and it smelled like sage. It's like everything was smudged. Right? California was being, LA was being smudged. It was crazy. So yes, I do understand that. And it's great. This is resonant for me. I'd like to, you know, you and I are talking about some fairly sophisticated concepts here. So let's back it down just a little bit for people maybe that don't, you know, spend a lot of time studying. But tell us your view of the fifth dimension. We talked about fifth dimension. Let's talk about that and ascension. It's just, I can't, you know, I like to hear other people say it because for me, I know it without being able to necessarily write that essay test answer on it.
I'll give you my brief, and I have to say that this came from a good friend of mine, Dete Soleil. She really made it into a real simple form. So if we just go back to our good old math class and listen to Descartes, and we understand that the first dimension is a line. And so the first dimension, just like it says in the Bible, the first thing that happened was sound, the om. All right, that's first dimension. Second dimension is the cross. Remember, we got X and Y, now we're going into geometry. I did flunk, but don't tell anybody. Okay, so now we have two dimensions, right? Two-dimensional beings, they don't really have a lot of divine love. They really have just conscious knowledge. They're kind of just like the Anunnaki and our Zetas. They're really just super, super smart people. And then we have the third dimension. That's Earth. And so then that's when we've got Y. Ooh, remember the 3D movies when they first came out? How cool they were. All right. So that's third dimension. I like to say that I am one of those crazy people that I live up in the fifth dimension, but I exist in the third because I know how to do QuickBooks. And QuickBooks is a great way to understand what the third dimension is. Third dimension is money, it's war, it's earth, it's living and breathing in almost fear. Okay. So the fourth dimension, which often kind of gets skipped over because, well, we're pretty groovy. We got to skip over it, is when the fairies and the trolls, that's the spirits of the animals. That's where we talk about the medicine wheel and the air and the water and the elementals. That's when you look at a flower or you can actually hear what your pet is saying to you. That's fourth dimension, okay?
So, and I know you're about to go to fifth and it's like we're crescendoing here, but let me just stop you right there.
Yep.
It's how we're experiencing things, correct? When you say dimension, right? Because we talked about the third dimension. I don't want to say, like you mentioned some of the bad things, but there's plenty of good things too. I mean, we wouldn't have a production studio and being able to beam this out to the world if there wasn't the 3D world of UBN studios and things like that, right?
I actually think that's fourth dimension
because
that's communication.
Okay.
And these are things that we needed. We needed technology. Technology is not evil. Okay. Technology is our source is a tool for us to get to the fifth dimension. So I'm not afraid of like AI. Although I don't use Siri or any of these other programs, but these are not things to be afraid of. But when we look at our smartphones and, like you said, the technology today, that's really fourth dimension, because we didn't have all of this technology like this in the 80s or in the 90s. It was really more in 2000 that it really started popping up more and more accessible for people. And quite interesting, the microchips right now are on a decline. Microchips are made from ancient earth, okay? Just like the plastic cup is made from old earth, okay? Fossil fuels or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. And there's a limit of it. But when we go more into this fourth dimension, this to me is our technology. It helps us communicate. It makes us understand that water talks. It gives us the science for what I'm saying.
Very cool.
That's quantum physics comes up.
That's great. That's an interesting addition to the list that you were running off before, right? Which were kind of a nature spirit, animal spirit, right? More specifically. So
right?
That's fascinating. Okay, continue.
Well, and then that leads us to the fifth dimension. And the fifth dimension is the uniting of all of that. It's bringing up Mother Earth and Father Sky. It's not being afraid of technology, and it's creating a new pathway so that every person gets to be.
Gets to be.
I know that doesn't sound very exciting, but you get to be. You are divine love. You get to do what it is that makes you happy. And that's what we're building right now, is we are building the matrix. We are building the grids. We are building the foundation of what it looks like in the future. And I'll tell you, quite honestly, there's not a movie, there is not a book out there that even begins to describe the joy, because everything in the past has always been fear-based. Even the positive stuff that's out there, there is still suffering and violence and guns. Not in 100 years. I don't see that. I don't feel that. It's really amazing. And even if you look within your own life in the past 6 months, there is something drastic within everybody's life that has changed, and we can't describe how or why it happened. But for some reason, either you're treated differently, things have worked out that you can't explain how. It started, but it's going to take a minute for it to really expand into this higher level of consciousness, which is divine love and ultimate universal knowledge for every being, not just special people that get to go to Tibet or Egypt.
Wow, that was great. I really felt that a lot. I really did. Because I mean, even with the 6 months, hey, look at me. I've got a show, something I've been talking about doing for probably at least 25 years. So, and then boom, all of a sudden effortless. Thank you, Tony Sweet.
Thank you, Tony.
So speaking of Tony, let's take it back to Contact in the Desert. So it's an interesting event through the years, and I'd like to just for you to comment. I don't know how often you've gone, and you and I probably saw each other in, I'm thinking, 2019.
Yep, 2019, and I started volunteering back in 2018.
Oh, okay, indeed. So we might have crossed paths even back then. So I'm just using that as one of many, many gatherings that happen to specialize in the message from beyond. And I mean, all of the messages you're talking about are beyond, but this is coming from, you know, more specifically an extraterrestrial race. Now you're describing multiples. So I know you mentioned in the third chapter of your book, you talk about that. So I thought I would invite you to bring that in, knowing that our viewers, our listenership has, you know, knows Tony from covering that event, and just anything you'd like to tie in to ETs and UAPs and that realm.
Well, the neat thing is that it's no longer hush hush.
Yeah.
You know, if ABC News is now reporting about UFO sightings as a commentary and nobody's batting an eye, it's about darn time. I'm very fortunate that one of my girlfriends, she's my girlfriend, but she's also my teacher, Cece Stevens. It's her father that was Captain Stevens that wrote about the original going through the different spaceships through the Navy and area. I'm sorry, is it 54?
51.
See, I'm not very, I don't keep up on details, but that's her dad. And because that was her dad, I was able to do a little bit neater things at contact with the desert because she was friends with the Herzogs. And I got to go and do maybe a little bit more deeper detail. So the one quick story that I will say about contact, it was one of the conferences that was when it was still at Joshua Tree. And they had the big panel. And when I say big panel, it was all of our great speakers from Ancient Aliens, and all the big names were all
Giorgio,
up there at one time.
Eric.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Linda. Sure.
Yes, mm-hmm. It was the big crescendo of the conference. And I got to have a break that hour. And so I ran over there because I wanted to hear what they all had to say. And people in the audience were asking questions and, what was the gold taken for and what did this mean? And they were each giving different answers and they were explaining it from their perspectives and how they understood it. And I was just standing there and I had finished my own personal meditation at this point. And as I'm standing there, I'm literally being shown everything that they're talking about. Every question that's asked, I have one of my guides, who is Anunnaki, literally showing me the answer to every single one of these questions and pulling together the missing parts. It's kind of like one person had part of the story, the other person had another part of the story, but there was a gap. And I was able to download that gap in between. And that's what this book is.
Wow. Okay.
It follows directly in alignment with the books of Enoch. And Enoch was Noah's dad from the Bible. And this is the same story of how the planet, how the human race came to be through our alien lineage. I mean, it's very, without getting too detailed, your DNA is not just about what culture you came from, but it's what aliens that you are like. You know, you can go back to the cultures and we look like the felines and we look like the Anunnaki and we look like the Arcturians and the Cirrus and the Dogstar and and even as I'm downloading this, I turn to a woman and she starts talking light language to me and she's a mantis. And it was amazing because so many people there were hoping for the mothership to come down, and yet it was right there.
They were in it.
They were in it. All of the different alien lineages were right there in front of everybody's faces. That's the fifth dimension. That was the conscious knowledge and the understanding that, yes, we are human because that's what Earth is about, and that's the great contract. And yes, we have that God spark and that consciousness. But the Zetas and the Grays, you know, we heard for so long that the Grays and the Zetas are trying to take over Earth because they want to be conscious. They want to be conscious. Well, they're on this planet. They are conscious. They're here too. Again, we're just repeating old patterns of artificial intelligence, which Grays and Zetas are artificial intelligence. They were created by another alien race. I know I might be going too crazy here, but if that's what your listeners are interested in, I'm not the only one saying these things. It's really cool when I start reading other people's work that we're all channeling in the same information at the same time. Even my uncle in Nebraska read my book, understood it, asked for his alien lineage to show up, and it did. So,
wow.
It's there. It's just how much are you open? How much do you really? It's not about fear. It's about stepping into your balance. So when you are balanced and whole, when you do your work and you find a peace, you go inside and you ask, hey, would you show yourselves? Hey, could you help me out with this? And it's just amazing the information that will come to you. So yes, contact in the desert always kind of makes me giggle because there are people there who will implant you. Implants are real, people. I pull them out all the time. I work with some wonderful people that if you do feel you have implants in you, don't worry. They're not gonna suck you up to a mothership. They really are just trying to either one, watch you. It might be your grandfather looking down on you. They're just trying to track you, you know, to see where you're going, but you don't need them. You don't need them. So that is something that can be gotten rid of without surgery, with some wonderful, simple prayer. And it's just literally asking for help from our guides, our ascended masters. So ultra-terrestrials are what we call angels. Extraterrestrials are our alien brothers and sisters. And well, we're terrestrials because we're here on Earth.
Fantastic. I wanted to ask you about angels. So thanks for tying that in, because I know that was some of your course of studies. So ultra-terrestrials?
Yes, ultra-terrestrials, beings of light. They are the first creation of source or of God or whatever you want to call it. The first is the seraphim, and it's really awesome because, if you look into Buddhism or early texts, they talk a lot about the dragons coming down or the serpent, okay? The serpent is the dragon, is the seraphim. That is our highest order of beings of light or ultra-terrestrials. And I always wondered, why is it in church you only become an angel when you die? Guess what? You're an angel now. That's called your soul. And your body has alien lineage. I know it sounds crazy, but your DNA goes more with your alien lineage, and your soul is angelic. And that angelic soul was also alien or otherworldly beings or extraterrestrial, whatever you're comfortable with. So, for example, my soul's around like 17 million years old. And I've been all kinds of fun, different aliens and and neat things. But ironically, the only thing that matters is this now moment, right now.
Boom.
Who and what I am now. It doesn't matter what I have done. What matters is that I'm here. And so I use the angels or the beings of light to help me in this now moment to have fun.
Wow,
to help
that's
me heal, whether it's myself or others, and to answer questions. I love to channel and ask for that divine conscious knowledge, because we all have universal truths within us. Just have to be able to be open to receive that information.
So working with you, and we can, you can, you know, I titled this show, A Way Chill Life, Creating a Way Chill Life. And we've talked about a lot of things, so I know I could tie things back together here towards it, but it sounds like by being way chill and looking within, we've got that inner exploration can really yield some of this higher consciousness that you're sharing with us. So I know one of the tools I brought here are your oracle cards. So there's lots of different ways to tune in, everyone. You're watching our show. There's meditation. There's hugging trees. There's talking to your doggo. Hummingbird, in my case. But some certain tools, we've got these really great oracle cards that you created, right? And so these are not your tarot cards, everybody. This is merely tapping into nature. So if you can't go to the... Are these the redwoods or the sequoias? I think these are the sequoias right here.
Very good. Yes. Yes. Those are the Kings Canyon. The giants.
So if you can't go to Kings Canyon in California, there's a message that all these cards will give to you. So what's my message here?
Is that the card that you picked right now?
It just was. Yeah. Let's just say yes.
Okay. All right. So trees are the standing people, and standing people often represent yourself. And do you see how that tree is standing really tall?
Very.
Okay. And do you see how green it is on top? Green is your heart chakra. And so that tree is talking about, this is your time to stand with the giants. This is your time to be just as tall, to be just as bright and brilliant, because, well, you'll be bigger than Ellen one day.
How about Oprah?
Bigger. So actually, it's one of my favorite cards too, because you can see the big toe of the trees too, because it talks about the giants. So we were talking about contact in the desert, and so I thought I'd pull this card forward.
Okay.
My light is pretty poor here. I'm sorry.
You just have to get the deck to explore.
Yes. Well, so this card is a giant rock.
No kidding.
So this is giant rock over here.
Yeah.
You can see giant rock. And right here, there's a rainbow orb that is actually the tail end of a spaceship.
Rachel.
That we called in.
Rachel.
Okay. When you look in these cards and meditate on it, you will see that spaceship. I have another card here. This green card here, you can actually see the grays in it because they were communicating through it. And this card here, and these are all original photographs that I took myself.
Brilliant.
The only thing I did was maybe brighten the color, but these are all my original photographs. This, you can actually see a true being of light, a true angel.
Wow.
Okay. So the deck cards, even though it is about how nature speaks to you, to me, the extraterrestrials are part of us, and you find them in these images because these are guides. These are things that you look at and you kind of talk to. So this card here, I asked at Lilydale Assembly to see a troll, and I got the King Troll here.
Oh my gosh.
And again, when you find a peace within yourself, everything starts talking to you. You just start seeing things that you don't even try to see, okay? This beautiful palm trees and clouds look like skulls to me. All right.
I see that.
The skull is transition, is change. It doesn't necessarily mean death. That's why these are different than tarot cards.
Yes.
Because it gives you an opportunity to explore what do you feel? What do you see? What do you hear from the trees, from the water, from the rainbows?
And be honest,
everything.
Thank you. Wow, this is incredible. So, alas, our time comes to a close for this show, for this episode. Would you like to leave us with any parting words? Because, again, Waychill Life, waychilllife.com, correct?
Yes, I...
And I love it because Waychill was really Rachel.
Was really Rachel. That was
so that's
my four-year-old niece.
Clever.
But it is really about living a Waychill life. And being a Waychill is just literally understanding that you will always be taken care of, that everything that you ever want, you don't have to manifest it with a candle and secret wishes, but it's something that you ask for within your heart. And when you live a decent life, you don't have to be a Mother Teresa or a guru. You just have to be you. And making yourself happy is an awesome thing. So I do sessions. If you're ever in the Palm Springs area, I can come and do group things for you. Or I do classes online and I do Zoom online. And because, well, I'm a space holder, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. I have clients in the Ukraine and they still feel it as though I'm sitting in the room with them. So check me out at Waychill Life. You can follow me on Instagram, and I would love to be able to help you find just a moment of happiness. Because again, the only thing that exists is now.
Wonderful. Many moments of happiness, Rachel. We're really glad that you joined us here. Thank you. We're looking to, again, tools for transformation. And I felt that. I felt that very much today. Thank you. What a star you are. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me here, Bonnie. And thank you, Tony, for making Bonnie do this, because let me tell you, she's awesome.
Namaste to you. All right. Thanks, everybody. We really appreciate you tuning in. And we love your comments, your shares, your follows. So until the next time, this has been Truth Be Told Transformation. And I'm Bonnie Burkert. Feel good.